11
11
الدرس الحادي عشر
Lesson 11
بيتي
My house
هذا بيتي
This is my house
بيتي أمام المسجد
My house is in front of the mosque
بيتي جميل
My house is beautiful
فيه حديقة صغيرة
It has a small garden
هذه غرفتي
This is my room
فيها نافذة كبيرة
It has a large window
ومروحة جميلة
and a beautiful fan
هذا سريري
This is my bed
وهذا كرسي
This is my chair
وهذا مكتبي
and this is my desk
ساعتي وقلمي وكتابي على المكتب
My watch, my pen, and my book are on the desk.
وحقيبتي تحت المكتب.
My bag is under the desk.
نافذة غرفتي مفتوحة.
The window in my room is open.
هذه غرفة أخي.
This is my brother's room.
وتلك غرفة أختي.
And that is my sister's room.
غرفة أخي كبيرة.
My brother's room is big.
وغرفة أختي صغيرة.
And my sister's room is small.
غرفة أخي أمام غرفتي.
My brother's room is in front of my room.
وغرفة أختي أمام المطبخ.
And my sister's room is in front of the kitchen.
لي أخ واحد اسمه أسامة.
I have one brother. His name is أسامة.
ولي أخت واحدة اسمها سعاد.
And I have one sister. Her name is سعاد.
أبي وأمي في تلك الغرفة الكبيرة.
My father and my mother are in that big room.
أنا أحب أبي وأمي.
I love my father and my mother.
وأحب أخي وأختي.
And I love my brother and my sister.
تمارين
Exercises.
تمرين واحد.
Exercise one.
اقرأ واكتب.
Read and write.
تمرين اثنان.
Exercise two.
اقرأ.
Read the following. Review. Lesson 11. This is a revision lesson. It contains only two new words.
فيها
or
فيه
and
أحب.
One
فيه
means in it. For example,
من في البيت?
Who is in the house?
فيه أبي وأمي.
My father and my mother are in it. Two. The feminine is
فيها.
For example,
من في الغرفة?
Who is in the room?
فيها أخي.
My brother is in it. Three.
أحب.
Means, I love or I like. For example,
أحب أبي وأمي وأخي وأختي.
I love my father, my mother, my brother, and my sister. The English word and is used only before the last word, but in Arabic, wa must be used all throughout the sentence. The object of a verb is in the accusative case,
منصوب,
meaning it takes the a ending or fatha. But it does not appear in a noun which has the possessive pronoun of the first person attached to it. Here are some examples of the object without the possessive pronoun of the first person.
أحب الله.
I love Allah.
أحب الرسول.
I love the messenger.
أحب رسول الله.
I love the messenger of Allah.
أحب اللغة العربية.
I love the Arabic language. Here we can learn
تحب,
you love, masculine singular.
أتحب الله,
do you love Allah?
أتحب لغتك,
do you love your language?
من تحب,
whom do you love?
ماذا تحب,
what do you love?